Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So they built them a fire, and they took care of them, and they brought them in out of the cold and the rain. And verse 3, when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks. Now let's just stop right here. Here's the great Apostle Paul. Learned man. Man of God. Orator. Gathering sticks. Well, he sure didn't think he was too good to work, did he? The Greek implies capacity load. Arm load. Not two sticks. Arm load of sticks. I understand Paul didn't feel like he was above building a tent here and there. And getting his hands dirty. And doing what needed to be done. Right? And you'll find that real men and women of God are that way. Real gentlemen. Real ladies. Don't mind rolling their sleeves up. Getting their hands dirty. They don't just sit around while everybody else cleans up the place. They get in too. They don't just watch while everybody else does the work. They get in too. If something's being done, everybody does it. Go ahead, let's do it. Amen? So Paul, the great Apostle Paul, brings a big load of sticks. And he dumps them on the fire. And there came a viper. That means a poisonous snake. Out of the heat. Well, you know, when the heat rises, the snakes come out.
That's right. Amen.
And that's another message, isn't it? When the heat rises, the snakes come out. And the heat came up, and this poisonous snake jumps out of the fire and fastens on Paul's hand. That means he sunk his fangs into Paul's hand, and here is this poisonous viper. Deadly viper. All the islanders knew, you know, from the rest of the story, they are expecting him to fall down dead just any moment. They all know this snake. They have had other people, maybe other relatives, who got bit by this snake. They know this snake. This snake bites you, you're dead. Right away. There is no emergency room. There's nowhere to go. You're dead. Now let's just stop right here. The Apostle Paul is a man of God. How many would say amen? That's right. No question about it. He is a man of God. He's a man who knows God. He's a man of faith who lives by faith. He knows about his righteousness in Christ. God used him to tell us about it. Right? He knows that he has rights and privileges and who he is in the Anointed One, Christ Jesus. He knows how to hear from God. He knows how to be led by the Spirit. But let's look over the past several months of his life. At this point, it has not been all fun. He's been in a jail cell. Right? He's been in a prison. And for the last 15 days, he's been holding on to something to keep from getting washed off the ship in a hurricane. And then from there, he is shipwrecked in a storm. Holding on to a board for dear life. And I don't know how many hours it was or how long it was, but finally they made it from prison shackles to hurricane to shipwrecked on an island. And now what? Snake bit. Now for some folk, that would have been too much. Right? It's like, God, you got to be kidding. I mean, 15 days in a hurricane, shipwrecked out in the deep with the sharks and the storm, and I make it out alive in just in time to get bit by a poisonous snake? How many understand a lot of folk would have been losing it? They would have been second guessing everything, wouldn't they? Can I hear from God? What is wrong with me? Where did I miss it? Right? Now this is very important, friend. People, you know, they ask these questions and they just get bogged up in the mire of confusion about why do bad things happen to good people? People conjecture about it. They theorize about it. Well, there's two basic reasons why Christians go through difficulties. One is because of their own faults and because of their own mistakes. Now, don't just take my word for it. Read 1 Peter carefully. You know what, just five chapters. Read through there carefully. And also 2 Peter continues the theme. He talks about suffering. The word suffering is in those chapters numerous times. And also the word glory. That's the theme of those books. But he differentiates between two causes of suffering. Suffering for one's own faults, for which there is no glory. And in the other is suffering persecution because of obeying the Lord, for which there is great glory. And the sufferings like that, the Bible said, are not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And it kind of irritates me, and I try not to let it bother me too much, but when you hear so many Christians talking about sufferings and attributing them to the will of God, when the sufferings they're talking about are sufferings they're going through because of their own faults and their own mistakes. There's no glory for that. There's no reward for that. And yet there is the other side. The Bible said they that will live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution. Not the curse of the law, persecution. Why did Paul get taken into custody? Why did he wind up a prisoner of Rome? For preaching the uncompromised word of God. Amen. Obeying God. The Lord even told him when he got saved that he was going to endure some things for his name and eventually he was going to stand before kings and give his testimony. And he did. But don't just lump all of this into that. Back up a few pages and let's look at another thing. This is a big subject and I don't want to spend all my time on it, but we should touch it. Just one chapter back, I want you to notice how this immediate thing came about. The Bible said in 27:1, when it was determined we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners to one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustus band. And they made their course to one place and then to the next. And verse 8, they came to a place called the Fair Havens, near whereunto was the city of Lycia. Now when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said to them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives." That turned out to be exactly right, didn't it? Well, did the Lord intend that they go through that hurricane? No. Read the next verse. Verse 11, "Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul." They didn't listen. What would they have done if it would have been up to Paul? They would have waited till the season for these kind of storms had passed and subsided. But they didn't listen to Paul. More importantly, they didn't listen to the Lord. Do you see this? Paul, I mean, the Lord gave it to Paul. He got it in his spirit. He didn't say, I heard a voice. He didn't say, I had a vision. He said, what? I perceive. See, we've been talking about being led by the Spirit on Sunday mornings. And, well, this is exactly what this is. He didn't say it was a voice. He didn't say it was a feeling, any goosebumps or voice or vision. He said, I perceived it. I got it in here that if we leave now, we're going to run into some weather. And we could lose not only the ship, but our lives. But they didn't listen. He wasn't in control of the whole thing. He's a prisoner. He didn't have the final say-so, so they ignored him, they overrode it, and they plunged right on into it. It looked like everything was going to be fine for a little while, but then here comes this terrible storm, and for 15 days, they're tossed on the sea, and finally shipwrecked, and finally on the island. How many understand, if they'd listened to Paul, they wouldn't have been on the island where the snake was? Because they wouldn't have been shipwrecked, because they wouldn't have got in the storm. They never intended to go to that island. Did you hear me? Friends, this is important to see. People try to say, well, you don't know why God put them through all that stuff. Well, it's a combination of things. People suffering for their own faults and not listening to God. And then also there is some suffering persecution for preaching the gospel. But we really need to know which one's going on, because one of them has no reward and no glory. There's no benefit of going through it. The other one is eternal glory and reward. Understand what we're talking about now? Yeah. Suffering for your own dumb fault and mistakes is not going to benefit you at all. Did you hear me? But suffering things because of obeying God and putting Him first, there's eternal reward. So there wouldn't have been a shipwreck. There wouldn't have been a storm. They wouldn't have been on the island where the snake was if they'd listened to God through Paul. Can other people in charge, can their disobedience affect you? Yes, it can. Did the disobedience and unbelief of the unbelieving 10 spies and the rest of the Israelites affect Joshua and Caleb? Did it delay their entrance into the promised land? Yes, it did. But it didn't stop them. Did you get that? It didn't stop them. It didn't prevent what they were believing from coming to pass. That's why we ought to pray for our president. We ought to pray for our governors and our senators and our leaders. Why? Because their decisions affect us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Publius Father, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1219. That's R-1219, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.